Hello and welcome back to my FPL channel. I am FPL D Unit and today you are here for my updated chip strategy for the remainder of the season and a game week 35 wildcard special. I cover every permutation, whether there are blanks, whether there are doubles, whether there's bulk doubles, whether there's absolutely none, or if you just want to play the fixtures. I am also going to tell you when I'm planning on playing my triple captaincy chip, which I still have, and my free hit, which is still in my back pocket, unlike lots of people who are currently got it ongoing, because game week 34 is the longest game week in human history, especially when I've still got three players to play on Thursday night, and I'm hoping that they can rescue my game week. Without further ado, smash a like on the video, leave me a comment with how many chips you have left, and when you're thinking about playing them, I'm really interested to know your strategy. And if you haven't already subscribed, you could be lucky number 1,500 subscriber, so please feel free to subscribe if you would like to. And without further ado, let's jump into it. The game week 36 and game week 37, these are the fixtures, right? So game week 36 on paper is an unbelievably good game week for a lot of teams, like a lot of teams. We have amazing fixtures for Brentford who have playing Ipswich. They scored four goals against Ipswich the first time round. Will they score four again? Will Mbeumo and Wissa completely pop off? Will the likes of Collins pop off as well in the back line, who has scored over 100 points this season? Will Manchester City absolutely annihilate Southampton in the pursuit of Champions League football? Will Erling Haaland be back for this game? Will Wolves do something to Brighton? Obviously, then we can go down a little bit further, and West Ham are playing Man United after the second leg of that Europa League semi-final. Maybe that's a really good time to be playing Man United. Jared Bowen owners, hello. Nottingham Forest have Leicester. Chris the Woody Woodpecker, I'm sure, is already licking his lips about a potential hat-trick in that game, along with Milinkovic and others for the clean sheet potential. Crystal Palace are the lucky team that versus Spurs in that particular game week. And then obviously we have Liverpool versus Arsenal, which is not an ideal fixture in 36, but again, it's one of those things. Now, the three fixtures that could potentially be moved into game week 36 are on the right-hand side. So they are the fixtures from 37. It's Aston Villa versus Spurs. It's Crystal Palace versus Wolves. And it's Man City versus Bournemouth. Now, I'm going to explain why all these three fixtures need to be moved. Now, two of them definitely need to be moved, but we don't know where they will go. So Aston Villa versus Spurs is the only one that is not moving because of the FA Cup. That is because Spurs have put in a request to move that fixture because it's on the Sunday before the Europa League final, which is on the Wednesday, and they would like some more time. Man United, ironically, have the Friday night game that week, so they would have an extra 2 days. Spurs want to move it to at least, I think from what I've read, Friday or Thursday. If it gets moved to Thursday, it would then most likely be moved into game week 36, which will create a double for Aston Villa and Spurs. Aston Villa's other fixture in game week 36 is already at Bournemouth, and Spurs is Crystal Palace. Again, I wouldn't be going anywhere near Spurs players, but it is something to be aware of. Aston Villa, though, if they did double, would be really their players that I would actually legitimately be interested in. In terms of Crystal Palace Wolves and Man City Bournemouth, those two fixtures have to be moved. They will be moved. We just don't know where. We are waiting on the Premier League to come out with the announcement. They will either, there's two options. One, they can be brought forward to the midweek of between game week 36 and 37, which would put them and bring them forward into game week 36, creating a double then for Crystal Palace and Manchester City, as well as Wolves and Bournemouth. But if I'm being brutally honest, I personally think that they'll reschedule them back into game week 37 in the midweek, a bit like what's happened with Nottingham Forest Brentford post their FA Cup semi-final. I believe that's probably what's going to happen. And based on that, and the fact that Aston Villa have come out and said that they don't want to be playing Spurs when Spurs want to rearrange the fixture, I personally think, I could be wrong, but the Premier League's probably going to come out and basically say there's no fixture rearrangements. They're going to be staying in game week 37, and that will be the end of it. And there'll be no doubles, and there'll be no blanks, which will be unfortunate considering I still have a good chip that I would like to play in a double game week. But it is one of those things. Sometimes you get lucky and you never know. The Premier League might do one of these three things. They could create a massive double game week And then I look really well off considering I still have my free hit available and lots of people will then be taking lots of hits and I'll be making up lots of points. But again, that is something that I need to factor in, and probably you too as well, with your own particular strategy for game week 36, 37, 35 and 38. So my updated chip strategy as it stands, and look, I've got a couple of things wrong and I just want to point that out. Like, I thought the bench boost in game week 32 with the bench I had was going to be amazing. Unfortunately, it got me 6 points. Like, that was disappointing. Kukurea did not perform. Verbruggen did not perform. And the other two players were just downright disappointing, if I'm being brutally honest. If Isaka obviously was on the bench, came off at 1 point. Yeah, just wasn't a good day at the office for using that chip. It looked a lot better on paper than what it played out in real life. Again, I wish that I'd played the triple captaincy chip. I probably would have played it on Murphy and I would have got triple 19, which would have been all right. Even if I played it on Isaac and played it safe, I would have got triple 11, which again was way better than what the bench boost was, which then would allow me to play the bench boost in game week 36, regardless of whether there are double game weeks there or not. But yeah, and in game week 30, I just wish that I'd not kept Palmer and I'd just kept Mbeumo, and I would also have been much better off. But there's one of those hindsighty things. Sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't. Obviously, I took a minus 8 in blank game week 34 instead of free hitting. Realistically, instead of bringing in Clive, I wish I'd brought in Cunha, because I was going to captain him if I brought him in. Again, another hindsighty thing, but I didn't expect all those popular assets on free hit to all deliver. Highly frustrating. But again, I've still got 3 players left to play, so my rank might actually be okay. I've obviously got Brian Mbeumo. Every point he gets pretty much makes me 100 rank. I've got Wissa, every point he makes me 160 rank, and I've got Milinkovic, and every point he makes me 150 rank. So it is quite likely that I'll claw back in about 2,000 plus rank, and I'll finish about top 6,000 this week. If I'm lucky in that both the Brentford boys deliver with a couple of goals and they're both involved in them, I could actually get closer back to like 5,000, which was originally the aim for blank game week 34 because of the fact I wasn't playing a chip. And then that leaves me with two chips to play the rest of the season. So at the moment, I do love the fixtures in game week 36, and that is almost 100% where I'll be playing my triple captaincy chip on one of those amazing fixtures. And then obviously free hit on the last day, which means I can dead end my team into game week 38 and then just play what I think is the best 11 players in game week 38 and hope for a massive rank increase on the last day. The aim was at the start of the season to finish top 10,000. I'm well on track to do that. Ideally now, I would love to push for the top 1,000. I'm not going to win FPL. I'm aware of this. I'm way too far behind for that. I think I'm 150 points or whatever behind. It's not possible. Well, it is possible, but it would take an absolute unbelievable amount of luck to do it. But realistically, the top 1,000 is definitely within my reach. I'm 49 points behind the top person in our league at the moment. The league's code is on the screen. Again, if I catch them, they're 49 points in front. They are ranked currently about 1,050. So it's definitely doable with two chips still to play and 3 players in game week 34. I think the odds of it are still quite good, and I'm still feeling very positive about how the rest of the season is going to play out. So if you do have any of these chips left, and I did cover this in the game week preview, but I just wanted to cover it again. The best time to play the bench boost is in any week where your bench looks good and you've got 4 players playing on the bench. You want to play it probably sooner rather than later. I would not be playing in game week 38. Some weird stuff happens in game week 38 and lots of players just don't play, or they get rested, or they're benched, or there's rotation, all this other stuff. So I'll be recommending you play it before then. So just whatever week your bench looks good, 36, most people should have a fairly good bench if they still have that chip left, and that's when I'd be playing it. Again, if you have your triple captain, like I do, game week 36 is the week I've got earmarked for. Now, if it turns out there's massive amounts of doubles in 36 and massive blanks in 37, I'm probably going to play my free hit chip instead to literally maximize that, because no one else will be able to do it, because the majority of people, like the biggest free hit chip ever week was in game week 34 this season. That's just been that. The fact I've still got it means that if I play it right, I should be able to get 10 to 15 points above what all these other people are around me that particular week. That's the power of it. Like, I suffered in game week 33 because lots of people playing bench boost around me. I played nothing. And this week, again, I've suffered because I haven't played any chip and most people played free hit, and it's worked out to be a really good free hit week. Now, if you've got the assistant manager chip, I'd be playing at 35 to 37 rather than 36 to 38. The only exception to that is if you haven't already played your second wild card, you play that this week. You need to get as many weeks out of that as possible. And game week 35 is a perfect time to play your wild card chip after you've heard the Premier League announce what the hell is going on with the fixtures, because that is very paramount to any decisions that any manager is going to make, any good manager is going to make this week. You've definitely got to wait for that 100%. And this is definitely the best time to play the wild card. Now, if you've still got your wild card and your assistant manager, you play a wild card this week and you play your assistant manager 36 to 38. Or if you're really happy with the way your team looks, I suppose you could play at 35 to 37 and wild card into a completely different team in game week 38, a bit like what I'm doing in my free hit in 38. That is also possible. And if you've got your free hit left, if there's massive doubles or massive blanks, you probably play it in that week. Otherwise, I really love the last hit, last day free hit play, where I'm going to be doing a last game week watch along for every game live on the channel. So make sure you join me for that. And that's why I want to keep it for game week 38. I think it'll be really fun to do a watch along with free hit active on the last single game week of the season. So onto the game week 35 FDR, and the teams that you really do need to be worried about are the next 3 weeks, because obviously that's my strategy. I'm free hitting game week 38, and the fixtures do change in game week 38. If you look at Bournemouth, right, no good fixtures really on paper until the last day of the season. Arsenal, arguably the exact same thing. Brentford have amazing fixtures pretty much through to the end of the season. They are definitely a team you need to be investing in. That's why I bought in Wissa and Mbeumo for a minus 8 on game week 34. So I had them for this week onwards through to the end of the season. Hopefully neither of them get injured, touch wood. But obviously Everton as well. For my strategy, 35 to 37, I can just buy Everton players dead-ending them because I know I'm not going to be having them on game week 38. Again, a really good strategy. Man City, really good fixtures through to the end of the season. Plus, they're chasing Champions League football. Nottingham Forest are the exact same boat as Manchester City. Really good fixtures through to the end of the season, as do West Ham. Tottenham on paper have better fixtures, as do Man United to some degree. But they're too worried about Europe. And Chelsea are in that equilibrium where they've got horrible fixtures. They're chasing Champions League football and they're in Europe. I would not want to be investing in any of their players. And Kukurea might be the one that leaves my team for an Everton defender between now and game week 38. That's essentially what you need to know. Those are the six teams on paper that you really need to be targeting. Aston Villa obviously will want to be getting back into the Champions League as well, because they need to invest in players. So for me, I really think that the six real teams you need to be aware of are these ones, especially if you're building a wildcard draft this particular game week. So my team currently, as things stand, I've got one free transfer. I've got £7.4 million in the bank. My team's currently rated a squad value of £101.5 million. Now, I've got the exact money for Marmoush to Haaland. Now, I did not realise this when I made the transfer last week. My last transfer on deadline day, if I'd done Marmoush to Cunha, I would not have that money in the bank. I would not have that money in the bank because I'd still have Saka in this team. But instead, I've got Kluivert. Now, Kluivert against Arsenal, maybe I will be starting Kluivert instead of Murphy now based on what happened in the Champions League yesterday. Very good possibility. I also may well start Munoz in front of Dan Burn. Like, that is a distinct possibility as well. Or Milinkovic, depending on how the fixture goes tomorrow. I just think that if Forest look poor tomorrow and they lose to Brentford, I think I'll start Munoz instead of Milinkovic. That's my gut feeling, unless Milinkovic returns with some attacking potentials. Obviously, I've got my triple captaincy ready for game week 36, which ideally is going to be next game week. Ideally, there's doubles as well, and it'll look even better. Ideally, Haaland gets minutes this week, Man City get a double, and then I play it on Erling Haaland, who's back, with the money I've got, and I put my squad value to its complete maximum potential. That was the reason why I've been on squad value all season, was to be able to have this moment in the season where I could just afford all these expensive players and hopefully make bulk rank. Unfortunately, Haaland went down, which has kind of put that strategy to bed because I haven't needed the money at all, which is really annoying. But again, that is my plans moving forward, and I will be targeting. Now, this week, it's highly likely I will move Raya to Pickford because Pickford, Ipswich are home, Southampton are home, two of the next three games, and Fulham being the other game. I really like him compared to what Raya's got the next 3 weeks. I think Everton much more likelihood to keep a clean sheet The other move I could do if Haaland's not fit is just to roll another defensive transfer the week after and bring in like a Mikalenko or someone else with really good fixtures. It might be another Nottingham Forest defender, or it could be Crystal Woody Woodpecker for Isak, or it could be a Watkins for Isak, depending on whether there's doubles or not. So that's the team currently as it stands. And now we're going to get into the three different permutations on wildcard that I've cooked up for anyone that is wildcarding this particular game week. So the first one is based on the fact that Crystal Palace, Manchester City, Wolves and Bournemouth all double, but that Spurs and Aston Villa do not. Now, I don't think it's likely that they're all going to double. I think that the Spurs one is just a request that's going to be completely thrown out. I can't see the Premier League bowing down to Spurs of all teams and changing the fixture. So for me, I just think that one's the least likely. But I think that if they move the Man City, if they move one of these fixtures forward before the FA Cup, then they definitely move the other one to not disadvantage the other team or whatever. So if they're both in there, and this will be a big, well, the same kind of doubles we had in 33 and the same kind of blankers we had in 34, or they don't do anything. So for me, based on that, this is aimed at a double in that particular game week. All right, so this squad is easily affordable. 102.6 million, 5.1 million in the bank. That's based off my own squad value. You might have less, you might have more. It does allow you as well to field any remaining chips in a potential double game week 36. Also, this team actually looks pretty damn good in game week 36 anyway. So you could still play your triple captaincy. You could still play your bench boost that particular game week. The fixtures on paper do look pretty good for the majority of this team. Again, if all these teams doubled, you would need a free hit in 37 or you're taking multiple hits. So Pickford, Kepa, Kerkez, Munoz, Gvardiol, Aitnori, Kluivert, De Bruyne, Eze, Cunha, Mateta, Marmoush, all double, which means they'd all blank. That's 11 players at blank in game week 37. So unless you've got a free hit, otherwise you're going to be taking bulk hits. So again, I'm obviously basing this off the fact that I still have my free hit. Most people probably do not. But this is a strategy where you could just target this. This is definitely one different way of looking at it. Again, it's also a really good team for game week 38. So Bournemouth have that amazing fixture against Leicester in game week 38. Arsenal obviously are not covered in here in your three transfers between then and 30 at 38. You probably just save and then bring in three Arsenal players for 38. Everyone else, other than the Crystal Palace assets, who have Liverpool in the last game week, the rest all have pretty good fixtures in game week 38 as well. So I wouldn't be too worried about that at all. Wolves obviously play Brentford, which could be interesting. But again, this is a really good draft that I like, particularly if they do announce that those four teams do double in 36 and blank in 37. Now, this one is a little bit different. So this is based on the fact that neither of those teams blank or double, and the fixtures just get moved back into game week 37. But Spurs somehow get miraculous with their request, and the Premier League feel bad, and they want to target Man United, who have two extra days worth of rest, and they move this game to Thursday to suit Spurs and annoy Villa, which I just can't see happening. But in the event that it did, I think this is the draft that I would go with. Again, you've got Pickford and Kepa. Now, Pickford and Kepa rotate really well. So Pickford, you'd play 35 to 37, and Kepa against Leicester in 38, you'd play instead of Pickford, who's got Newcastle away in 38. Your keepers are well covered there, look really good on paper. You've got Konsa, the most reliable Aston Villa defender in there, and I think, again, that's the only one I'd be going with. You're almost guaranteed he's going to play every week unless he's injured. Munoz, Gvardiol, they're still in there. They've got good fixtures through to the end of the season. Collins and Milinkovic cover the other defenders that look really good on paper. Mikalenko, as we'll look into the last draft, I really like, but in this particular one, if Aston Villa do double, it's impossible to fit him in and feel good about it. In the midfield, obviously got Rodgers. He's going to play 90 minutes unless, again, he's injured or suspended. He'll be playing every game through to the end of the season. And Mbeumo, he has to be in there. That fixture run for Brentford is no joke, and they've got some amazing... He's a great captaincy potential the next two game weeks as well. He might even be the best captain the next two game weeks. Mo Salah, I think you've got to keep him. He's going to be chasing those records. De Bruyne, he's in there because I think that he'll have a Manchester City swan song to end the season, to end his career at the Etihad. And then Jared Bowen's in there because he's a talisman. He plays 90 minutes every week. He's in great form. And the fixtures for West Ham are also really good. And I think Graham Potter will be keen to make sure that West Ham finish the season as well as possible between now and the end of the season. And then up front, I've gone with Wissa, over Wood. I just think that Wiss's fixtures are better than Wood's outside of 36, where arguably they're both just as good. So Wiss has got Ipswich away. Wood's got Leicester. They're very comparable. You could have either. Chris Wood obviously is on penalties. Wisser is not. I just think Wisser gets more chances than Wood over the course of a normal 90-minute game. Ollie Watkins is in here instead of Izak, just because of the fact that without Rashford, Ollie Watkins is now on the start, and I think he's going to be banging option. And then Marmoush is obviously in there as well. Again, you'd play any remaining chips in a double game week 36, whether it be your triple captain, your bench boost, etc. You would also not have to worry about a free hit 37 because you've only got three Aston Villa players. Now, I'm not interested in Spurs players at all. The only two that would give me any kind of interest are Brennan Johnson. I just don't see him outscoring any of the other five midfielders, even over a double game week. And the other one is Dominic Solanke. And again, I just can't see him outscoring any of the other ones that are on a single game week or a double in this draft. I just don't see it. So for me, for that reason, I've completely ignored Spurs. And also the fact there's a reason why you ignore Spurs. They've been absolutely god-awful all season. Ange Ball has become dire ball. That's the best way to describe it. I don't think he'll be there next season at all. And now on to my favourite draft. And this is based off the fact that there is no doubles and no blanks for the rest of the season. This draft also cost £103.7 million. And that left me, when I created it, with £4.4 million in the bank. Again, you should be able to afford this draft unless you've got horrible team value. This gives you great coverage of all teams that are not in Europe. Like, you are not focused on any team that is still in Europe. You don't have to worry about Chelsea. You don't have to worry about Man United. You don't have to worry about Tottenham. You don't have to worry about Arsenal, rotating players or whatever. They are going to be fine. But you are loading up on teams, I believe, that still have something to fight for. So you've still got David Moyes, who's going to be pushing Everton right to the end. He can guarantee he's that kind of manager. Graham Potter with West Ham, a ditto. Obviously, Aston Villa are chasing for the Champions League. Along with Newcastle, I just prefer Villa's fixtures to Newcastle's, and I think that Watkins is going to finish the season stronger than Izak. That's just my personal feeling, which is why I've got Watkins in there instead. I'm also trying to be differential here because you want to be making rank. If you're just playing Izak and backing Izak in every week, I don't think you're going to make too much rank. But if you back in Watkins over Izak, I think that there's potential there, obviously, for your rank to get it wrong. But there's also really good potential there to gain points and move up the rankings. That's why I pick Watkins over Izak. Again, I think Wiss is better than Wood and Marmoush because of the fact there's no Haaland at the moment. But if Haaland's in there, I would find a way of getting Haaland into this draft. I'd ditch De Bruyne down probably to Rodgers in that case to enable to afford the rest of the money in order to bring in Haaland for Marmoush, but we have to wait for a Man City press conference to know what's going on there. When we go to the goalkeepers again, Pickford and Kepa, as I said in the last draft, they rotate perfectly through to the end of the season with really good clean sheet potential. Hopefully, you never know with goalkeepers, but that's definitely the play. In the defence, you're covering five different defences. You've got Mikulenko with that amazing fixture run for the next three games. You've got Munoz, who's not too bad through to the end of the season. Guardiola, chasing Europe, great fixtures through to the end of the season. Collins and Milenkovic, they both have great fixtures through to the end of the season as well. Then we go into the midfield, and obviously we've got Bowen and Mbeumo, Salah, De Bruyne and Gibbs White. All of them, on paper, have really good fixtures, probably outside of Salah, but Salah's going to be going for those records. It's going to be a party, and I think Liverpool are going to still score a hat load of goals, and Salah just starts and plays pretty much 90 minutes every single game, and I can't see that stopping. There's no reason for it to stop. He is a man driven to break his own record, and I believe that he will do so. So I think for that reason, you've got to keep him. The only question mark in this draft is De Bruyne. Will he start all four games? I'm not sure, but he started the last four, and I think that Pep's probably going to want to give him a nice farewell tour. So based off that information and my just gut feel, I think he's a really good pick. Maybe you try and predict the week where he gets rested or whatever. Maybe that's around the FA Cup final, the game before or the game after, and you don't start him that week and you start the other one. I mean, when you look at the front eight, they can all be perfect starters every single week. So I think dropping De Bruyne for a week, if you can try and predict it correctly, is perfectly fine. And then up front, you've got Wisser, Watkins and Marmoush. There's goals galore there. I think this is definitely my favourite draft by a country mile. And this is just playing the fixtures. This is ignoring doubles. I even think if you just ignore the doubles for the rest of the season, this draft is still elite. And probably where I would go if I was on wildcard game week 35, It's definitely the one I like the most. Let me know in the comments which one you would go with. Or if you're on wildcard, what kind of players that maybe I've missed that maybe you are really hot on, maybe as differentials that are slightly different to what I've got. I'm really intrigued to know. So that brings me to the end of my updated chip strategy. Let me know how many chips you've got left in play. Am I playing my chips the correct way through the end of the season? I know I've been a little bit risky. I've gone against the template. It has cost me a few spots. My rank is still amazing. I'm still inside the top 10K. I've still got a really good chance to push on and finish 1K. What is your aim? Where would you like to finish the end of the season? Let me know in the comments. What moves are you making? And are you on wildcard this week? And if you are, let me know what you are thinking in terms of what teams you are going to target. But before you do anything, I'll be back with transfer tips tomorrow. I know, highly annoying because the other game still hasn't completed in game week 34. And then hopefully I'll have a very early team selection out on Friday for you all before the deadline day stream, which will be on Friday afternoon because it is Friday night football. Man City are playing Friday night football against Wolves. Make sure you're aware. Don't snooze. Don't think it's a Saturday. It's not. It's a Friday. That's been the D Unit. Make sure you drop us a like before you leave. And if you haven't already, please subscribe as well. I'll see you again tomorrow.